गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारे जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारे गोपीजन गिरिवरदा यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वन चारे यमुना तेरा वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारे यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरा जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदेव गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Vallabha Radha, Vallabha Radha. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Devi. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Prabhupada, Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gaura Hare Bol. Nithai Gaura Premanandi. Jayavom Vishnupadaya Paramahamsa Parivrakracharya Sotara Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri 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 Jagannatha Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Shri 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 Gaura Nithai Ki Jai. Shri 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 Radha Vallabha Bhagavani Ki Jai. All glories is assembled devotees, all glories is assembled devotees, all glories is assembled devotees, all glories is Shri Guru and Governor. Haribab. John, Prabhu, can you come for a minute? Can you tighten this? It keeps falling down. This has to be tightened, please. Yeah. It's just slipping. Little more, probably. Thank you. It keeps falling down. Thank you, Prabhu. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 18, text number 76. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read the verse. Tadidam mama durjanyam. Tadidam mama durjanyam. Bali shashya mahiyashi. Bali shashya mahiyashi. Shantu margashi matastvam. Shantu margasi matastvam. Drishya garbo mrito titaha. Drishya garbo mrito titaha. Tadidam mama durjanyam. Tadidam mama durjanyam. Bali yashya mahiyashi. Bali shashya mahiyashi. Shantu margasi matasvam. Shantu margasi matasvam. Drishya garbo mrita titaha. Drishya garbo mrito titaha. Tatimitam mama durjanyam. Bahi shashya mahiyashi. Shantu margase matasvam. Drishyo garbo mrito titaha. You want to try? Tatidam mama durjanyam. Bali yashya mahiyashi. Shantum margati matasvam. Drishya garbo mrito titaha. Matajis. Atidam mama durjanmam. Shanto margasi magasyam. Drishya garbo mrito titaha. Okay, we'll go word to word translation. Tat, that, idam, this, mama, of me, durjanyam, evil deed. Balishashya, a fool. Mahiyashi, O best of women. Shantu margasi, please excuse. Matha, O mother. Tvam, you. Drishta, by fortune. Garbha, the child within the womb. Mrita, killed. Uttitaha, became alive. Translation only by Srila Prabhupada. O my mother, O best of all women, I am a fool. Kindly excuse me for whatever offenses I have committed. Your 49 sons have been born unhurt because of your devotional service. As an enemy, I cut them to pieces. But because of your great devotional service, they did not die. So who spoke this sentence? Who is speaking now? Indra, Lord Indra. Okay. So there is no purport. We'll read, I think, two more verses to go, and that's the end of this chapter. There is also no purport for the rest of the verses, and then we'll discuss. So verse number 77, Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, Diti was extremely satisfied by Indra's good behavior. Then Indra offered his respect to his aunt with profuse obeisances, and with her permission, he went away to the heavenly planet with the brothers, the Marutas. Verse number 78, the last of this verse for this chapter. My dear King Parikshit, I've replied as far as possible to the questions you have asked me, especially in regard to this pure, auspicious narration about the Maruts. Now you may inquire further and I shall explain more. So this chapter finishes, and the next chapter is chapter 19, which is performing the Pumsavana ritualistic ceremony. That one, someone else will do tomorrow. Okay? So we will discuss on this chapter now for today. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatiswa Padantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. So what is the context so far? Yeah, you have been listening, isn't it? Every day. I've been coming? No. Who have been coming here every day? Anyone coming every day? You're taking notes. Maybe you. Yeah? No. So no one is coming every day. So we have to start from scratch. So we have to go back from verse 1. Is it? No. Okay. Okay, we'll just quickly summarize, yeah, this chapter. What happens, okay, initially how this chapter goes is, Kashyapa was a great rishi. In fact, I come from the sampradaya, Kashyapa sampradaya. Our gotra, you know how when we go to India, gotra, our gotra is Kashyapa. So basically, you know, I'm coming from this tradition. So Kashyapa is a great rishi and a saint also, and he's a direct son of Lord Brahma. Imagine, Lord Brahma's direct son. He was married, he had got 13 wives. Out of them, two are very prominent. Who are they? The prominent ones? Diti and Aditi. Diti, and you put a Aditi. Now Diti produced a lot of demons, whereas Aditi had demigods. One of the very prominent demigod of Aditi is Lord Indra himself, Indra, you know, who is a king of the heavenly planet, who is in charge of mainly water. So he is a water minister. Water and irrigation minister. Then, out of the many children, or basically two he had. Diti had initially two children, two sons, and their name were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Yeah? Both were demons. At the request of Lord Indra, Lord Vishnu has to come and kill these two demons. Yeah? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. One demon, you know what he did? He took the world out of orbit. He pushed it into the Garbhataka ocean. The world was out of orbit. It cannot function. And that was Hiranyaksha. So Lord Vishnu has to come and fight with him and kill him in a boar incarnation. And then Hiranyaksha, that was Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu, he was terrorizing the whole world, including demigods. All the demigods were his servants, including Indra. And finally, Lord came as Narasingha Dev and killed Hiranyakashipu. Diti was quite upset because both her children were killed by Lord Vishnu at the request of Lord Indra. So what she wanted to do is, very cleverly, she devised a plan. Okay? So what did she do? She started serving her husband nicely, and when the husband was satisfied, she told the husband, I want a son from you, and the son is to kill Lord Indra. But can you guess that Indra is again Aditi's another wife? Sorry, Diti wanted to kill Indra. Now Aditi's son is Indra. So in other words, Indra is Diti's stepson. And she wants to kill him. But Kashyapa did not like this idea. So what did he do? Obviously, you know, his own wife's son, which he did not want to do. So what did he do? He devised a plan that I will give her a ceremony to perform which will purify her. At the same time, through the ceremony, she will also get a son. Okay? But in the process, Kashyapa told Diti that this process is a bit complicated. Okay? So if you follow the process properly, you will get a son who will kill Indra. But if there is any deviation, then what will happen? You will still get a son, but the son will be a friend of Indra. He will not kill. So it so happened that she took it very seriously, and this Pumsavana ceremony is supposed to go for 1 year. She was very carefully doing this ceremony for almost 1 year. But at the end, you know, she slipped once. One of the days, you know, she forgot to do follow-up properly. For example, she did not wash her hands after eating. She did not wash her mouth and all that. Because of that, there was a discrepancy. And Indra took advantage of it and entered into the womb. And what happened was, Indra cut that one baby into 7 pieces. Because Indra is a mystic yogi. He can do anything he wants. He entered into the womb, and that one baby he cut into 7. And still he wasn't very happy. He said, what if the child, you know, is alive? So that again, each of the pieces he cut into 7 pieces. So what is 7 times 7? Sure? So 49 children were inside the womb of Diti. And then, when she delivered, she saw 49 children. She was surprised. How come I asked my husband only for one child, but I got 49? What's the reason? You have to listen to the whole story, yeah? It's not funny. You have to listen. Yeah. So, 49. So, Diti is asking Indra, please tell me, tell me the truth. What happened? So now Indra is narrating. This is what is it? Indra is narrating that he said, I'm a fool. kindly excuse me for whatever offenses I've done. Your 49 sons have been unhurt because who protected them? The Lord protected them because she was doing a ceremony for the pleasure of the Lord, yeah, pleasing Krishna. And therefore, Krishna protected all the 49 sons. They were unhurt and they were alive. So Indra is saying, I wanted to kill, but the Lord is very powerful. I can't do anything. So I wanted to kill all these 49, but the Lord was so powerful that all the 49 were alive. And this is a story. And Indra regretted that. Oh, I have done a mistake. When did we say, you know, when we comment ourselves as a fool? When we did a mistake, no? When we do a mistake. So Indra said, my goodness, I've done a mistake. I should not have done it. So he said, I should not have done it. And he also concludes by saying, the Lord has protected the 49 sons because of your devotional service to Krishna. Whenever someone does devotional service to Krishna, Krishna will protect them. That's what we have to learn. Yeah? The conclusion is, whenever someone does even small devotional service to Krishna, then Krishna remembers and he will protect them. Okay. So today, what we are going to see is, we are going to discuss a few stories from Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah, pertaining to this theme. Okay. The first theme is, initially, Diti wanted to kill her stepson. Okay, Indra is a stepson. In Srimad Bhagavatam, do you know of a story where a woman wants to kill her stepson? Any story? We have come across that. Very famous story too. A woman they already killed the stepsons. Only one stepson. They killed. Very good. Wonderful. Spot on, Prabhu. So in the Chitraketu Maharaj incident, he married millions of wives. But because one of the women got a child, all the other queens became envious. And what did they do? They gave poison to the small child and killed mother. See? All the ladies, they killed the stepson. That was the story. Any other story, Prabhu? The other one is Diti. Yeah? Then, any other story where even if the mother, if the woman ill treats her stepson. Surichi. Yeah. Suniti is a mother of Surichi. Surichi. Who is Surichi? He's a wife of Uttanapada. Who is Uttanapada? Father of Dhruva Maharaj. Son of Manu or father of Dhruva. Okay? Because Manu, you're giving very high. Dhruva, everyone knows, yeah? The father of Dhruva Maharaj. Because he wants to sit on his father's lap. Just a small desire. Surichi said, no, you cannot. In your next birth, you should be born in my womb. Then only you can sit down. So this has irritated Dhruva Maharaj and has to leave home, go to the forest, do a lot of austerities at the darshan of Vishnu, and finally Lord Vishnu gave him a planet which is greater than his great grandfather's kingdom, which is Lord Brahma's kingdom. That is the story. Yeah. Now, moving forward, do any of us or all of us or some of us have gone through the situation of wanting, not actually, not on a gross level of killing someone, but at least upset. You are the cause of my problem. I don't like you. I don't want to see you again. Yeah, in our life. Every. John is very frank. Some people do not say, some people say. Yeah. So we in our life, we have come across that. That means to us, isn't it? It really means to us that, yes, sometimes or most of the time, we do not want someone. Come on, go out of my sight. Yes? But we don't tell it deliberately, not on the gross level like this. So, we are going to discuss something on that aspect. Yeah? Now, before we go, when talking about, you know how we do not want to kill someone, but we always got little bit what you call, not envious I would say, like a little bit of a hatred towards someone who did not respect us or who do not treat us properly or who upset us. Yeah, we had that mentality. You know, we would have developed that mentality. Now, to talk on that matter very simply, 2 days back, I saw a news. You know how when you flip through the pages, some news, some Google news or something, you know, it popped up. And I was surprised to see, you know what it said? This guy was a security man, okay? He did his shift. He finished his shift late in the night or early morning, early hours in the morning. He went to his house to sleep. His roommate was snoring. He tolerated for some time. Again, he was snoring. So what he did? He killed him. Some Muslim country. I was surprised to hear this. This is the level people are in. No, absolutely no tolerance. Yeah? Because his sleep was disturbed. His roommate, you know, what he did? He tolerated for some time and his toleration limit has gone. That's it. He killed him while snoring. What is this? It's a news. Can you imagine that? So this is what's happening in the outside world. So we have to be very careful. Okay? That is at a very gross level. But we are not looking at the gross level. But subtle level, all of us have gone through. What we are going to say is, DT is already done the austerity, which is Pumsavana, which will be discussed in the next chapter, okay, chapter 19. Now, in this, the next chapter, so DT has basically finished an austerity or a vow known as Pumsavana. Okay? For any vow or for any austerity, you know, you need 3 things. Not only for that, even for any action, for example, if I have to talk, if I have to do something, you know, 3 things are very important. That's what we are going to dwell this subject on. Okay? This aspect of this, three aspects are so important. We are going to dwell on that. What are the 3 aspects? For any action or for anything we want to do, 3 things are so important. Yeah, exactly. Who said that? Very good, very good. Wonderful. Intention or desire is important, isn't it? See, if I have to go outside to the city, intention, what am I going to do? I'm going to spend the time for nothing. I'm going to buy something, yeah? I'm going to meet my friend. Intention, desire, eh? Is very important. The second thing is the practice of the task, what you're going to do, how you are going to do. And the third thing is a very important one. No. The result. The purpose, exactly. You're not bad, you're spot on that. So the first one is the intention, okay? The desire. The second one is that practice. How you're going to achieve the task itself. And the third one is result. Purpose or result. How you're going to achieve. What are you going to achieve? We are going to see some case study. Srimad Bhagavatam, okay? So that we can understand it better. And it's also like a revision because this chapter is also over. So, I want all of your inputs, okay?
everyone's input. Just give the input, you know. So you have learned this summary now, review, very short summary, and you can talk. The first one will take DT herself as an example. In DT's case, okay, before we go, we have to discuss based on these things, okay? The criteria is, for a desire, it can be either selfish or selfless, okay? These are the two things, okay? Either I can have a selfish desire, that is only for me, or selfless, to please others or to Krishna, okay? These are the two categories, okay? Got it? For the desire, it can be either selfish or selfless. You have to pick only out of two. Then, for the action, yeah, it can be either material or spiritual. Okay? Material means whether it can be ignorance, passion, or goodness. Because Krishna explains in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that in this world, we have got three modes. Based on the three modes, we act. That's our nature. It can be in the mode of ignorance, in the mode of passion, or goodness. So we want to see, determine what mode the person is acting. And based on that, you will get a result. Okay? For example, people in the mode of ignorance means laziness, inactive. All the time they want to sleep, anything. Hey, come on, let's go to the temple. No. Let's go outside. No. What do you want to do? I want to sleep. Oh, I don't feel like doing it. In the mode of ignorance. Passion means overactive. Overactive. Too much active. They do one thing after another, finishing that, you know, and then keep on doing things. Overactive passion. That's also too much problem. Mode of goodness is knowledge and therefore happy. When someone has got a knowledge, he's very happy in the material world, yeah? Because he knows what he has to do. If I do that sin, it's a sin. If I do this one, it is a reward for me. So therefore, he knows what to do. He can discriminate between good and bad. And therefore, mode of goodness is always good. So these are the three modes. And spiritual means beyond the three modes in pure goodness. Yeah? So the action can be material or spiritual. Material means ignorance, passions, goodness. Spiritual means pure goodness. That means only spiritual work, pleasing Krishna. That is pure goodness. Yeah? Then, result. Result can be attached or unattached. For example, I'm attached to my results. I'm going to work because I want to get some money. That is attached. Unattached means I'm doing some voluntary work because I want to help people out. That is unattached. So we are going to determine the following examples or the following stories in Srimad Bhagavatam based on the three categories. Yeah? All of you got it? So again, I'm repeating. The first one is a desire, which is, can be selfish or selfless. The second one is a practice, which can be material or spiritual. In the case of material, it can be ignorance, passion, goodness. If it is spiritual, it is only to please Krishna, spiritual activity. Because Krishna is completely spiritual. There is no material tinge in Krishna. 100% spiritual is Krishna. There is not even 0.0001% materialism in Krishna. Okay? Even if the Lord wants to create this material world, he uses some other external source. He doesn't touch the material energy directly. Look at this, how pure Krishna is. Although this world is created by Krishna, he doesn't directly get in touch with the material world. So pure he is. So therefore, anyone who comes in touch with Krishna also becomes pure. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. Through his name, by chanting his name, by taking his prasadam, by hearing about him, by associating with his devotees. Yeah? Very powerful process. Very, completely. Very, very pure process, Krishna consciousness. So that is spiritual. And the last one is result. Whether a person is attached to the results, then he will get according to that attachment. Or if it's unattached, he gets more results. Because he's doing a selfless service. Yeah? He's not attached to, oh, I'm earning. I want to take care of my family. Me, my. He's not like that. He is very liberal. He wants to help people out. And therefore, his results will be more. Okay? Let us discuss. In the case of DT, which you have seen, what was DT's motive or desire? See, I can't hear you, sorry. Yeah, so what is a desire? It is selfless or selfish? Selfish desire. And the practice, good Mataji. Selfish, yeah? She wants a son from her husband to kill her stepson. Is it a good? Is it a selfless desire? Selfish desire. I want to do something. Me. What is the practice? Is it in the mode of goodness, mode of passion, or a mode of ignorance? Ignorance. Because to kill someone is not goodness. To kill someone means mode of ignorance. All the time for me means mode of passion. For others means service to others means goodness. Yeah? Me means mode of passion. That's what the metal world is. All the time me. Others means goodness. I care for others. I do something for others. I want to help others. That's mode of goodness. Then I want to do service to Krishna. That is pure goodness, spiritual. That's very rare actually. Okay. So good. Then what is the result? Sorry. That was the action she performed was there. No. What was the action you said? Selfish desire, that's mode of ignorance. What is the action? What was the practice she adopted? What was the result she got? Prabhu, now you have to answer. What is the result she got? Because she was attached. See, note this point, okay? She was attached to the results, but she was performing devotional service. So what is that called as? Is it pure devotional service or mixed devotional service? Sakama. Nishkama, sakama. Yes, yeah, sakama is it. But you can say in English, it doesn't, don't worry. But what is the practice she adopted? Did she adopt a pure devotional service to Krishna or did she adopt mixed devotional service? You know what's the difference between pure and mixed devotion service? Do you know? Then this Prabhu, he knows that. Do you know what is a mixed devotion service and pure devotion service? Do you know? Okay. Mixed devotion service means, see, I've got some desire. I want to work. I want to get some money. I want to take care of my family. I want to get a house. I want to drive, you know. But at the same time, I want to also love Krishna. Yeah? Nothing wrong. I want to take care of my family. Nothing wrong. But at the same time, I don't want to leave Krishna. I want to come. I want to do service to Krishna. Because, why? Why I want to do service to Krishna? This is our eternal occupation. We are a combination of body and soul. For the soul, we need eternal occupation. Yeah? Constitutional activity. For the body, we need conditional activity. We have to work, we have to eat, we have to take bath. That's all for the body. But what are you going to do for the soul? Krishna explains from chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita that you are not this body, but you are spirit soul. The body is like a dress I'm wearing. If I'm wearing a dress, this is not the I am. I am not this jumper. I am not this dhoti. I am a person living inside this. So, the soul is a person living in the body. So, if you don't do service to Krishna, then you are not fulfilling your constitutional activity. You are failing in your sanatana dharma. Yes. So, therefore, everyone has to do the job for the body and also they have to do conditional activity and constitutional activity for the soul. Very important. Then only you will be happy. Otherwise, the soul is suffering. Only when you come in contact with Krishna, you are happy now. See, all of you are happy, right? Is anyone feeling morose, upset? Even though you may be upset at home. Yes, Mataji? But still, when you come here, you will be happy, yeah? Husband and wife will be fighting. When they come to the temple, they are happy. Yeah? So this is Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is a reservoir of happiness. Anything you do to Krishna, you will be happy. You will never be upset. Yes? You will experience that. When you come here, then later on after the class, you are going to take prasadam, and then you talk to the devotees, you feel more and more happy. Then after you leave the temple, when you go home, that's how it is, nature. Because Krishna, when you come, he puts you on the transcendental platform. And the moment you leave Krishna, you go to the material level. You know? Like that. That's how it works. So therefore, we should try to connect to Krishna, you know, as much as possible in a day. Then we'll be happy. The moment you forget Krishna, all the problem will solve. Oh, I have to pay the mortgage, license, insurance. All the problem. But when you come here, see, all of you have got a problems, okay? I'm not saying. But you forget your problem, yeah? You forget your problem. Now, if I say, how are you, Prabhu? Very happy. Because you are in with Krishna. Then slowly when you go, all the problems will come. The mind will say, what about Monday? Have you paid the fees? Have you paid that? Prabhu, you can ask the questions later if you don't mind. Unless it's a question pertaining to this. Sorry, yeah. Good question. Good. I think you should come to the class every day. You develop your knowledge. Yeah? See, the demons, what happens is, that's what I said, there's a devotional mixed and pure devotion service. Yeah. Now, in the mixed, there is devotional service in the mode of ignorance. That is, Kamsa was there, right? You know the story of Kamsa? Krishna killed Kamsa, his uncle. Kamsa was also thinking of Krishna. But how did he think? Unfavorably. Oh, Krishna is my enemy. Krishna is going to come and kill me. He's killing me any time. I don't know when he will come. All the time he was thinking of Krishna, but unfavorably. So Krishna also came in that form and killed him. But that is also, it is said in the scripture, that is also Krishna appreciated that and he gave him liberation. At least he's thinking of Krishna, but in unfavorable way. Yeah. So therefore they got anxiety. See, if we all think Krishna in a favorable way, we will be very happy. Yeah? If you think, oh, Krishna is my Lord, he's so powerful, he has created this world, he has given us everything, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Krishna says, this is my material energy. Can I say that water belongs to me? No. The Melbourne City Corporation will come and sue me. Yeah? So water doesn't belong to me. Can I say I am in charge of air, oxygen, nitrogen? No, Krishna. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, fire. Krishna is producing that. This is all Krishna's material energy, okay? Just for the time being, okay? We'll move on. Any questions you can ask me later. So, DT was performing mixed devotion service or pure devotion service, Prabhu? Mixed. So, the results won't be very favorable. Okay? Because in many lectures by Srila Prabhupada, he said, we as devotees, okay? We as Krishna conscious devotees, if we practice mixed devotion service, we should try to make it to the pure level. If we practice mixed devotion service, then what happens is, we will end up going to Indra's planet and enjoy. And then maybe in the next birth, we are given a chance again. But because of our enjoyment, because it's mixed, it is not pure. Our desire is not only to serve Krishna. There is some mixed nature of our enjoyment. And therefore, Krishna respects that and puts you in the heavenly planet. So, yeah. And then we don't know where, when we go to Indra, we don't know what we will do. You know? So that is why we have to be careful, okay? So now you can tell me, Prabhu, in the case of DT, she was in ignorance, okay, because she wanted to kill. But the practice given by Kashyapa was Pumsavana, but because she had a mixed desire, it was not pure. She was worshipping Vishnu, but there was an internal motive that I wanted some son to kill Indra. And therefore, the result she achieved was mixed. So therefore, mode of goodness. Because she got a son, and all the son went to heavenly planet. See? Mixed devotion service if you do, that's what you get. So children were not spiritual. They're not like Prahlad Maharaj. They were good. And therefore, they went with Indra to the heavenly planet. Indra took them because they're brothers. Okay? That is the first scenario. Now, next scenario, very easy. This is, again, another deity's son, Hiranyakashipu. You will see. Now, Hiranyakashipu, what was his desire? You know the story of Hiranyakashipu? Who killed Prahlad Maharaj? Eh? Now, Hiranyakashipu, what was his motive? You should know that. Hiranyakashipu, was the motive pure goodness? I want to protect Prahlad Maharaj. He's doing devotion service. I will take him, give him a big chariot. I will put a lot of garlands. Did he do that? What was his motive? Same. Like son, like mother. You know? Like mother, like son. Mother wanted to kill Indra. Son wanted to kill his own son. Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to kill his own son, Prahlad Maharaj. So, what was the desire? Motive? Selfless. Selfish, okay. Selfish. Then, what was the practice, Prabhu? Huh? Come on. Correct. Because what did he do? He did not want to involve Krishna. Remember, I said, whenever we do anything, if we involve or if we come in contact with Krishna, then it becomes pure, right? But Hiranyakashipu did not involve Krishna. He wants to kill Krishna. He wants to kill Lord Vishnu. So he does not, Krishna is out of the equation for him. So that means it's a material activity. And in the material activity, he thought, oh, Brahma is the highest. What about Vishnu? I use Brahma and use Brahma to kill Krishna. This was his logic. Eh? Will it work like that? He wanted Brahma to kill Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. How, you know, he is very foolish. So that was ignorance. Very good. Because what did he do was, his austerity was, what did he do? He was standing with one leg and both his hands up and he was chanting, Oh Brahma Devaya Namah, Oh Brahma Devaya, you know, worshipping Brahma. Brahma of course came, but he said, how can I give you, he said, I want immortality, I should never die. Brahma said, even I have to die. What's the question of immortality for you? So give me a lot of conditions. So he put all permutation combinations, yeah. Not in water, not in land, not in sky, not in the day, not in the afternoon, evening, all this, night. So Krishna came and killed, fulfilling all the conditions as Narasimha Bhagavan. Okay. So what was the result Hiranyakashipu got? Yeah, destruction, ignorance again. See, he started with ignorance. Practice was ignorance. What is the end? Ignorance, own destruction. He was killed. What is the use? So, the next one, King Nirga. Do you know him? Very important personality for comparison. Because he did something which we have to all know. King Nirga is discussed in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's pastime. Nirga was a very pious king in the mode of goodness. Pious king, okay? But he was so much involved in karmakanda activities. You know what is karmakanda? Karmakanda means doing activities as per the scriptures, as per Vedas, but doing it for our own enjoyment. For example, I am giving a lot of money so that next birth I'll become very rich. Charity. I'm digging a lot of wells and all that so the next birth I will born in a place where there's water. I start lot of education institution so that next birth I'll get lot of knowledge. See, like this, selfish motive. Doing everything as per scriptures, not on your own. But he wanted to do lot of karmakanda activities so that he will get lot of piety, and through the piety you can enjoy the next birth. But even in this dying age, people do not even have this common sense. Yeah, they do not know that we have to accumulate piety so that next birth it will be good. If you do activities in this birth which is full of sins, next birth we have to suffer, come and suffer. So as far as possible, we should do activities in the mode of goodness or pure goodness. Yeah, we should not drop down to the lower level, not in passion, not in ignorance. It's not very good. So Nirga was a person who was doing karmakanda, means always doing sacrifices in the Vedas so that you get lot of piety. Piety means like a bank balance, you know, spiritual bank balance or pious credits. Through the pious credits, next birth you'll be good. See, in this birth, if you got lot of money, if I got in the NAB $2 million, and if I die, next birth I will not get $2 million. Again, I had to go to the school to learn A for apple, B for ball. And then again I have to become a computer man. Again I have to get $80 per hour. Again I have to accumulate. And again, if I die, again, gone. $1 million gone. But pious credits are not like that. You can use a pious credit this birth for the next birth. See? So important. For that you have to do a lot of sacrifices, austerities, penances, so that you can accumulate that, and when you die, it goes along with the soul, and next birth you will get a good body. You get a good destination. See, all of us have done a lot of piety. That's why we got a human form of life. Otherwise, we would have been animals. There's no piety. Yeah? Some piety we have done. So we have to increase the piety by coming to Krishna. Okay. So Nirga, he did that. Now what happened was, Nirga did a lot of pious credits, okay? Let us quickly compare, okay? What was Nirga's motive? Selfless? Selfish. Because he wanted to get more pious credits to enjoy the next birth, okay? What was the practice he adopted? Mind you, he did lot of austerities according to Vedas. So what is the practice? Ignorance, passion. He's very smart, this guy. He's a brahmachari. He was before, now also. So before we think, he gives answer. Very smart fellow. So goodness, okay? Anyone who follows Vedas is in the mode of goodness. That's what we should do. We should follow, not our own mind concoctions. If it is the Vedas, we should follow. That is the mode of goodness. What is the result he got? Before you say, just compare quickly. His desire was in the mode of selfish, almost selfish desire, motive. Motive was selfish, but his practice was goodness. So what result he would have got it? Combination of passion and goodness. Because what happened was, so what happens is, see here, from the garland, there was a small, this thing, so better I'll keep it out. See, this, we have to be watchful about this. This also living entity. We should not kill it. If you do not like it, we can gently take it and leave it outside. Okay? But we should not take it. And this we have to be careful, because if it goes into your ear, you're finished. Yeah? You have to hear Bhagavatam with only one ear. Not this one. We have to be careful also. So Nirga, he started off with a selfish desire, but his practice was the mode of goodness. So he got a combination of passion and goodness. For example, when Nirga died, okay? Nirga died. I don't know, maybe always, I know even Srila Prabhupada also said in many lectures that always a man will be accompanied by a female in any species, whether it's a human Whether it's a human or it's a tiger or it's a snake or it's a lizard, yeah, always there is a couple, man and husband. So I'm looking whether, if that is a male, whether the female is still with me. Or if it is a female, the man. Any case, okay. So, when he died, that birth. So, what happened was Nirga's story. Do anyone know Nirga's story? Do you know? Okay, very quickly, we'll summarize so that all of you know. Nirga was a very pious king. What happened? He does a lot of charity after charity. So, once what happened was, he wants to, you know, basically show off that I can do a lot of charity. I'm greater. And Srila Prabhupada says the best charity is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Okay? Because how much can I give money? Because Krishna is a wealthier. We cannot compete with Krishna. Therefore, the best charity is to give Krishna conscious. But this Nirga was giving, you know, a lot of charity in the form of cows. He had a lot of cows. Now, to one Brahmana, he gave 1 million cows. And to the second Brahmana, he gave 1 million cows. Then what happened was, one of the cow from the second Brahmana moved into the camp of the first Brahmana. So the second Brahmana came to the Nirga king and he said, okay, I've lost one cow. Please give me that cow. Then he said, okay, I'll get you the cow. And then he went to the first Brahmana and he said, see, the second Brahmana's cow, which I've given it to him, has come into your camp. Please give that cow. He said, no, it has come into my camp. I will not give. Then he went to the second Brahmana and he said, see, he's not giving cow. I'll give you $1 more million. That Brahmana said, no, I want the same cow. Then what is going on? The second Brahmana wants the same cow. The first Brahmana doesn't want to give the cow. He was really worried. I wanted to do something good to you, but are you Brahmanas? You're misbehaving. So he said, the first Brahmana, I'll give you 1 million cow. Please give that one cow. He said, no, I will not give. So both the Brahmanas are fighting. And because of that, the second Brahmana got angry and he said, you disobeyed me. You're not respecting me. And therefore I curse you to become a lizard. Then Nirga was thinking, what did I do? Yeah? I wanted to give you charity. I gave you 1 million cows. But what did you do? You cursed me. He got so upset. And at the end of the lifetime, but still he was doing charity. He did not take up Krishna consciousness. Then what happened? At the end of the lifetime, do you know that all of you, do you know that at the end of the lifetime, you have to go to Yamaraj? Do you know that? All of us have to go to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj asked him, Nirga, you have done lot of pious credits, lot of austerities. At the same time, you have been also cursed by a Brahmana because you have disrespected a Brahmana. Do you know what is a punishment for disrespecting a Brahmana? You are cursed, you know. So you will have to pay the reaction. Which one do you want? Do you want good results first or do you want bad results first? Nirga said, I will take the bad result first because once I enjoy, if I get something bad, I will not like it. Okay? Let me get the bad and then good. Then I'll enjoy. That also is consciousness was material. So the Yamaraj said, first you become a lizard. When Krishna is coming down to Vrindavan in his pastime, you'll be born at that time because you did a lot of austerity. Okay, I'll put you there as a lizard. So he became a big lizard in one of the big wells in Vrindavan. So when Krishna was playing, Krishna knows everything, right? He put the ball deliberately into the well. And when all the friends went there, they said, Krishna, look at this well. There is a big lizard. And Krishna said, oh, what is the lizard doing there? Then Krishna knows everything, right? So what he did, with his one finger, the finger extended like that. This finger, extend, it touched the lizard. Immediately he came back to Nirga form. With all these, because he's a king, no? With all the dress and all the gold and jewels, he came and he said, oh Lord, thank you very much for protecting me. I was suffering in this world as a lizard. Then Krishna asked him, what happened, Nirga? Then Nirga said, Lord, you know everything, but because you're asking me, I'll tell you. So he tells the whole story. So when I went to Yamaraj, they asked me, what do I want? First I wanted it. Now Krishna said, okay, now your suffering is over. You can go to the heavenly planet, enjoy. So he got a result, okay? For the austerities you did in the mode of goodness, you get a mixed results. So it's not good, okay? So therefore, you think about it, what we have to do it in the future. Okay, so that is there. And then the last one is, we are going to discuss, I don't know how many of you know this, but anyway, the story of King Bahulaswa and Srutadeva. Do you know that, Prabhu? Yeah? You know that? Bahulaswa and Srutadeva. Now, King Bahulaswa was a big king. He was a big devotee of Krishna. But all the time with his opulence, he was serving Krishna very nicely. He put a very big garland. He will nicely do worship to Krishna. He will offer prasadam to everyone. Very nice devotee. Yeah, he was serving. On the contrary, there was a Brahmana Srutadeva. He was very poor, but he is also a devotee. He was also worshipping Krishna with leaf, with a little bit flowers, with rice and dal. That's it. But Bahulaswa was providing a lot of opulence to the Lord. Once the Lord came, and he said, I want to go to both the houses. So the Lord came, he expanded. One form went to Bahulaswa, and the other one went to Srutadeva, Brahmana. And the Lord was happy in both the cases. The king was serving him a lot of opulences. Yeah? Pizza, lasagna, all this. And there, he was taking some dry chapatis and some little bit of that. Krishna was happy. And then what happened? Both of them went back to Godhead. So this story, what was the motive? Selfish or selfless? Because they are devotees of Krishna. Yeah? Selfless, very good. Because the aim is not for me. The aim is to serve Krishna. Okay? So it's selfless. And what is the practice? Yes. See, he's listening. Krishna conscious, he was pleasing Krishna. How can a Krishna conscious activity will be in only in the goodness? It is beyond the modes. It's pure goodness. It is Krishna spiritual. Krishna consciousness. Spiritual activity. And therefore, what is the result he got? What's the result he got? Prabhu, is it working? Haribol, is it working? So, what is the result he got? Both of them went back to Godhead because he was serving Krishna. If you serve Krishna, what do you expect? You have to go back to Godhead. If you serve Krishna, Krishna will not leave you here. He will take you back. And when you go there, no birth, death, old age, disease. You like that offer? And you'll never die. You can be always like husband and wife. You'll never become old. You like this option? Yeah? Here, the material world, husband and wife has to die. Both have to die. What's the question of one? Or will be separated, or whatever it may be. Divorce. The family court of Victoria will give you divorce. But in spiritual world, no problem. You can live. There is no divorce. Okay? So that is the story. So, they went back. So finally, last one. This is more important. Sudama. You know Sudama Brahmin? Who gave cheap rice to Krishna. Everyone knows the story. What was his desire? Selfish. Selfless. He was selfless because he only wanted to please Krishna. And what is the practice he adopted? Sudama. All the time he wanted to please Krishna. Thinking of that. Pure devotional service to Krishna. Then look at the result. Sudama, his wife, Sudama's wife asked him, when you go to Lord Krishna, please ask him to give us nice clothing, to give us some nice bank balance, and to give money because we are suffering. Then Sudama was Krishna's friend. Old friends, okay? Old mate, schoolmate. Then he was feeling very delicate. How can I ask Krishna for money? You know, Krishna is a king of Dwaraka, but I can go and see him, but I am very much, I do not want to ask money. So he is not attached to any results. And he went to Krishna and he did not even give his borrowed chipped rice. He did not have chipped rice in his home. He borrowed from the neighbor and put it into his dhoti. And Krishna saw that and he said, Sudama, what did you bring for me? He said, he was feeling very delicate. He said, nothing. You bought the chipped rice for me. So the Lord took and ate it. And he became very opulent. When Sudama walked back, he remembered, oh, I forgotten a mistake. My wife will not let me inside because I forgot to do a job for my wife. My wife asked me to ask Krishna to get some money. But how can I ask? I forgot. It's okay, doesn't matter. I saw Krishna. He was so nice. You know, he treated me very nicely and he was happily coming back. When he came back, his house has become like a big palace. All his children became demigods. His wife was looking like Lord Lakshmi Devi. See the power of Krishna? And this result was much more. See, if you don't expect the results, Sudama did not expect any results. But the result given by Krishna was so much that he could not even, you know, visualize. Imagine. So much just by going to see Krishna and coming. So all of us are seeing Krishna. And when you go home, you can see the riches you've got. Yeah? You might win a tax lotto. We do not know. So this is the topic, yeah, we discussed today. Okay, so therefore, finally to conclude, to take away home will be, we have to have selfless desire. We should practice pure devotional service, bhakti to Krishna, and then our results will be unlimited. But if you are selfish, if you practice Vedas and all that, and if you do mixed devotion service, then the results will be only very less. You will get a result. Therefore, we should do pure devotion service to please Krishna, and then we will be happy all the time. Okay. So, we will stop now here. If anyone has got any comments, reflections on what we have done, questions. All good? Everyone good? Okay. Prabhu, you got any questions? Good. Okay. So, we will stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavadam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Nithai Gaura Premana. Where the insect has gone, huh?